Today's the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and we hear about fear. There's a story about Khrushchev, who was the premier of the Soviet Union in the 50s and 60s. And he was denouncing many of the policies and the atrocities of Joseph Stalin. As he was publicly doing this, he was interrupted by a heckler in the audience who cried out, "You were one of Stalin's colleagues. Why didn't you stop him?" "Who said that?" Khrushchev roared back. Silence. Nobody in the room dared to move a muscle or to say a thing. Then Khrushchev replied quietly, "Now you know why." Fear. Fear immobilizes us. It renders us without action, or sometimes it moves us to run away. But fear is never, ever from the Lord. Fear is always from the enemy. So perhaps you've heard of a weeping rock or a weeping statue. But have you ever heard of a prophet, a weeping prophet? Well, in today's first reading, we heard from the prophet Jeremiah, and he was called the weeping prophet because of the many difficulties that he experienced in his life. He lived about 600 years before the time of Jesus, and he was given the job by the Lord to tell the people of Israel that they were in trouble unless they repented. Because of their unfaithfulness, Israel would face famine and be plundered by the Babylonians and taken captive. Well, his message didn't go over very well. It's not what the people wanted to hear. They wanted to hear more about a soft and cuddly God than a God who expected them to be faithful. But in spite of persecution of his own people, in spite of seeing the destruction of his nation, the prophet Jeremiah remained faithful to the message, and he remained faithful to God. Today's first reading, we heard that he said, "I hear the whisperings of many," and this is what they whispered, "terror on every side. Denounce. Let us denounce him." Jeremiah said, "All those who were my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine, whispering, perhaps he will be trapped. Then we can prevail and take our vengeance upon him." But unafraid, Jeremiah responded by saying, "But the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. It's my persecutors who will stumble. They will not triumph." So all of us have experienced fear. All of us have different fears in our life. So what can we as Christians do about this tactic of the enemy, fear? How can we have the faithfulness of the weeping prophet, the prophet Jeremiah? Well, I'm going to introduce a prayer to you that maybe many of you already know. Probably the first half for sure, but two tactics that I would suggest from this prayer. It's called the Serenity Prayer. And the first half of it, perhaps you are familiar with, and it goes like this. "God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference." I find in my life, of the things that I'm responsible for, that sometimes I get confused as to what I'm responsible, the things that I can change, and the things that I'm not responsible for, the things that are out of my hands. So I find sometimes in my prayer life what I'll do is I'll get out a piece of paper and I'll write two columns. In the one column, I'll put down the things that I cannot change. And then in the other column, I'll put down the things that I can change. And that really helps me to discern, okay, am I really in control? Oh, that's right. I'm not in charge of that. I'll let the Lord take care of that. We can work on this one. And then I find sometimes as my days go on that sometimes they switch. The things that I thought I could change and really work at, it's going into the other column. And the things that I thought I had no control, no influence over at all, suddenly maybe I can address that now. Our Lord doesn't leave us helpless. We can cooperate with His graces and make changes, but sometimes we can't. So examples of this in the Gospels was Peter, when he dropped everything and he followed Jesus. That was within his control, wasn't it? He had a choice. Do I want to leave everything and follow Jesus? Yep, okay, off we go. The other example was Jesus before, and this is in John chapter 15 and 16, where he's praying for the unity of his disciples. Knowing that he's going to go back to the Father, he prays that they will stick together. They didn't, did they? It was beyond even the control of Jesus because he honored their free will. He had to accept that, no, they're going to scatter. But the second part of the Serenity Prayer I find to be probably the best. It says, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking as He did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Trusting that He will make all things right if I surrender to His will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with Him forever in the next. Those really address fear, don't they? Telling me, take one day at a time. You know, Jesus said in today's gospel, as you read on, He says, you know, quit worrying about tomorrow. Today's enough. Tomorrow doesn't exist yet. Don't worry about it. One day at a time. To approach it with joy and acceptance and trust. Surrendering to His will. And always having hope. Hope in eternal life. Fear. There's a story of Benjamin Harrison. He and his wife, he was the president, and he and his wife lived in the White House. And they were so intimidated by this newfangled invention called electricity that they were afraid to touch the light switches. And so if there was no staff, no servants around to turn the lights off when the Harrisons went to bed, they slept with the lights on. So if you're afraid, if you have fears in your life, you might keep the light on. Not out of fear, but allowing Jesus to be your light. For Jesus is the light of the world. It is faith in Jesus that will give you the serenity to accept the things that you cannot change. It's trust in Jesus that will give you courage to change the things that you can. And it's the gift of wisdom from the Holy Spirit that will allow you to know the difference.